This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. We recently talked to clients of the Northern Arapaho Reentry Program, which is helping people return home from out-of-state federal prisons and state incarceration to the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming, the reservation's home to the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes. Many clients in the program say they're more confident now to stay out of incarceration with the program's assistance. Today, we'll hear from partners of the reentry program. Terry Smith, the program's administrator, is a former Northern Arapaho tribal attorney and judge who says she connects with her clients on a deeper level after she went through a public downfall a few years ago due to drugs. This day, she's picking up clients and driving them to appointments. She helps people with transportation find jobs and find benefits.
I feel like this is just perfect for me. Like I've been in their position, right?
I just want them to know that what they did and who they were before isn't who they have to be now. Our goal is for them to be self-sufficient so they can live a healthy life for themselves and their kids.
The reentry program works with other organizations like Eagles Hope, located in the town of Riverton, offering two-year sober transitional living. The facility is a former motel with 18 rooms with plans to expand. Devin Anderson is executive director of Eagles Hope.
A lot of landlords don't want to deal with felons. We have been working closely with Terry on housing her people. We have one guy here that is just, he's a really fine example of what someone can do for themselves. He came here, he has a lot of medical issues. Terry helped him with his rental fees, a lot of driving him around. We're all really confident that he will be able to work again and have a normal life.
Shannon McCorley is Eagles Hope administrative assistant.
I would say about 70% of the people we serve are enrolled either in Northern Arapaho or Eastern Shoshone. And I think it's because of lack of resources out there. So a lot of them want to come to town where there's more employment and more stuff to do, basically. It's awesome to see a lot of people that have gotten their kids back and have been able to find permanent housing, employment, vehicles, and seeing them out in the community. So at any time, I would say we have a waiting list of about 75 people.
Tremaine Thunder is a Northern Arapaho reentry client and was able to stay at Eagles Hope.
Things happened to my body. I got in a bad car accident, you know, and it broke me, really. Literally, it broke me, you know.
Thunder says the assistance he's received, especially from Terry Smith, has been a lifeline. Due to his bad heart and his medical condition, it was challenging finding services.
This is a blessing for our people, and I'm glad this reentry is here, you know.
The Northern Arapaho Reentry Program also works with the Doya Natsu Healing Center. Kelly Webb is the executive director of the Health Center, which is the culturally based substance use and behavioral health program for the Eastern Shoshone tribe.
Everything we do here is culturally based. So even when we're talking about brain science or other Western kinds of models, we put it back into the Shoshone medicine wheel and talk about it holistically. So we do a lot of holistic health services. We also have an office in Riverton, and that's how we have collaboration with Terry.
Here again is Northern Arapaho Reentry Program Administrator Terry Smith.
I want my clients to get a healthy life back. If they didn't have it before, to get it now. As long as they have hope and they work hard and they're accountable for what they've done, like they can have a beautiful life.
This story is a collaboration with First Nations Experience Television with support from the Public Welfare Foundation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.